Our epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Beloved, Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example that you may follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile, when he suffered did not threaten, but yielded himself to him who judged him unjustly, who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to justice, and by his stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. But the hireling, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. But the hireling flees because he is a hireling and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep, and other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's many beautiful depictions, my dear friends in Christ, of the good shepherd. Among some of my favorites, there's the one where our Lord is standing there with a lamb around his neck and a flock of sheep around him, looking at him. There's one where he is reaching into the thistles and the thorns and pulling out an unfortunate lamb or sheep that got stuck there, representing how we have fallen into sin, got stuck by weakness, fallen human nature. We're trapped, but he's willing to go through and untrap us if we allow him. There's one where he's reaching down the side of a cliff to a sheep that has no way of escaping except to certain death. He's reaching down to grab, to bring it back to safety. There's one picture where there's no sheep at all, but he's dressed as a shepherd, has a staff, and he's sitting at a door, knocking at the door. And if you pay attention to the picture, to this particular picture, you'll see that the door has no handle on the outside. It can only be opened from the inside. And that's a depiction of our hearts, of our lives, of ourselves. Christ won't force himself into our day or into our lives. He waits for us to open ourselves up to him. In today's gospel, one line really stands out. It says, I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. And I couldn't help but think of when our Lord is talking about the parable of judgment, of the foolish virgins. And they come, apeire Domine, open to us, O Lord. And he says, I don't know you. And then he gives the warning, many are called, few are chosen. Or how about the other judgment story that he tells of, they will come and they say, come, ye blessed of my Father. Enter into the kingdom that was prepared for you from the beginning. For when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was naked, you covered me. When I was without shelter, you sheltered me. Lord, when did we do these things to you? What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. And then you have the others. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. Because when I was thirsty, you did not give me to drink. When I was hungry, you did not give me to eat. When I was without shelter, you did not shelter me. When, Lord, did we not do these things to you? What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. And there's something very serious that needs to be considered here when we want to consider ourselves one of Christ's sheep. How do we treat our fellow sheep? Do we hold things against them? Do we judge them? Do we lead them to sin? If we do, then we're cursed. We're part of the cursed that he says to depart from me, you cursed. And that's just gospel truth. Now, Christ puts a pretty high standard with what we're supposed to do. He says, even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I know mine know me. That's a pretty high standard. How does the Father know the Son? Most intimately, in the Trinity, the Word proceeds or is begotten of the Father, and the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. That is the mystery of the Trinity. And so Christ is talking about this relationship he wants to have with us by pointing to the Blessed Trinity. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father. That's the invitation we're given. It reminds me of a few other places where Christ talks about this comparison, this extreme, if you will, of an expectation of the relationship that he wants to have with us. He says to his apostles, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. He does not just to the apostles, but to all of us. We're meant to preach the gospel. Maybe not by words, but absolutely by example and how we live our faith and how we promote the goodness and the grace and the love that has been given to us and demonstrated to us by Christ. And that love is not always a fluffy, feel-good thing. There has to be a tough love where we say no, maybe to our children. We teach them and we correct them when they're not doing God's will. Because if we don't do God's will, we can't get to heaven. And that's a big deal. But far too often, we care too much about what the other sheep think and do rather than what the shepherd thinks and does. As the Father have loved me, I also have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. A perfect love. If we think that we're good with the shepherd just because we do the Sunday thing, you're fooling yourself. We have to do the daily thing of having that relationship with him, and we can. We are blessed to be able to do that. But it has to be a choice that each individual must make. Like I said, he waits, knocks ever so gently, waits for us to open to him. And if we do, and when we do, he floods us with his grace and his love. But it can only be done his way. You can't say, I love the Lord. Like it says in Scripture, not he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. Note, our Lord here is always pointing to his Father. Always pointing to his Father. And here in today's gospel, he points to his Father again. I know mine, and mine know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. So my dear friends in Christ, let us first thank the good Lord for the opportunity to be a member of his flock. With all humility, we don't deserve it. Any one of us who thinks that he deserves to be in the flock of Christ, you haven't considered the price he paid. That's why it's really only the sinners that can proclaim Christ as their Savior and Redeemer. One last note. I was thinking about this as Father was walking out to offer Mass in the back of his vestment. We had the Lamb of God represented, and how he promotes himself. Well, it was St. John the Baptist who pointed to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, he who comes to take away the sins of the world." And in pointing to Christ as the Lamb of God, he was pointing to about 2,000 some odd centuries, and every sacrifice that had ever been, 2,000 years back to the Mosaic Law, and then all the centuries from the beginning of time when men offered sacrifice to God from Cain and Abel. And what made all those sacrifices pleasing to God is they represented he who was to come, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world, that same Lamb who we are privileged to assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the unbloody sacrifice of Christ on the cross, today, here, to have connection with him, if we want. How he has lowered himself to become like unto us in all things but sin, in order to save us from the world, from the devil, and from our fallen human nature. As Scripture says, show yourselves grateful. How do we do that? By following the shepherd, by weeding out sin, by living the commandments, putting God first, always first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.